We're moments away from Dunedin Blue Jays baseball.
Feliz crushes it deep into the Dunedin night. The walk-off winner for the Jays.
Let's head to the ballpark. For all the play-by-play action, here's the voice of the DJs, Larry Larson.
From TD Ballpark in bright and sunny Dunedin, Florida, it's almost time for Dunedin Blue Jays baseball. This morning, it's game number two of a six-game series between your DJs and the Daytona Tortugas, the Cincinnati Reds single-A affiliate in the Florida State League. Good morning, everybody. It's Larry Larson in with you. So glad you could join us just a little bit earlier than usual here on your Wednesday, whether you're at work, maybe in the car, maybe just sitting at home enjoying a cup of coffee. We're glad you could be with us for what's sure to be an exciting day at TD Ballpark, as Joey Votto has joined the Dunedin roster on his rehab assignment from AAA Buffalo. He played a few games with the Complex League Jays, and now he's here with the DJs, batting second and playing first base today. 17-year major leaguers, played over 2,000 games. And if you're watching on MILB TV, you see his stats there. Simply put, one of the best hitters of his generation, working his way back from a severe ankle sprain suffered in spring training after he signed with the Jays back on March 8th. Should be a lot of fun to watch. And it's always something else when you've got a 40-year-old amongst a bunch of 20-year-olds in a single-A lineup. I can't wait. First pitch set for 11 a.m. here at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays come into this one at 500, 32-32, out of the playoff race, as is Daytona at 31-33. Out of the playoff race, at least in the first half. Second half begins on Friday. Let's recap last night's ball game quickly. For years, the Tortugas lead the series 1-0 after a 6-2 win last night. Blue Jays struck first, though, as Cade Doty, another rehabber, climbed in his first AB. He made some noise. 2-0. Doty slaps it in the air, high and deep to right, carrying goodbye. I'd say Cade Doty looks just fine. First inning solo homer gives the Jays the lead. That 1-0 lead did not last very long, as the Tortugas rallied for 4 runs on 3 hits and 2 errors in the top of the second inning. That gave them the lead for good. They tacked on 2 more runs in the fifth after 2 scoreless innings from Jorge Bautista. That fifth inning knocked Bautista out of the ballgame. And then on the other side of things, the Blue Jays, as the Blue Jays offense couldn't get going, Jose Montero went 4 innings for the Tortugas. Jonah Herney took over and went 3 innings and only allowed 1 run out of the bullpen. Now, the Blue Jays did get back on the board on an RBI knock from Victor Arias in the 7th inning, but the comeback fell short there. So 6-2, the final score last night. A highlight was the bullpen. Juan Mi Vasquez with 2 scoreless frames, and then Jordan Powell with 2 scoreless innings. For the DJs, including 1-2-3 inning, his first of the year, in which he had to dodge a broken bat that flew right back to the mound. Kind of a scary moment, but it turned out just a 6-3 put out, as Tucker Thoman made a nice play behind Powell. But on the offensive side, not many highlights down the stretch last night as Simon Miller slammed the door for the Tortugas. The Daytona pitching staff, one of the best in the league. That includes the bullpen and the starting rotation. And we'll talk a little bit more about the starting pitching matchup coming up here in a few minutes on the Eddie's Bar and Grill pregame show. Pregame show is brought to you by Eddie's Bar and Grill in Dunedin. Enjoy a game on one of 50 flat-screen TVs, or play in the game room designed for all ages. Eddie's Bar and Grill, where every day is game day. Today's game day in Dunedin, just a little bit different. Joey Votto, a longtime Cincinnati Red, in the lineup against his former organization as part of his rehab assignment, coming up in just a few minutes. Stay with us on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Pregame show continues next.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now!
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Back inside TD Ballpark, where we're getting you set for game number 2 of 6 between the Dunedin Blue Jays and Daytona Tortugas. Larry Larson back in with you. Let's dive into a little bit of what this ball game means outside of the fact that Joey Votto is in the lineup for the Jays. Let's take a look at the standings for these two clubs. First, in the Florida State League Eastern Division, home of the Tortugas, home of just four total teams. And it's a first-place tie entering action today. Just two games left in the first half. Jupiter and Palm Beach tied at the top. Daytona out of the race, five games back, coming into action today. But hope springs eternal, starting on Friday with the start of the second half. For the Blue Jays, over in the Florida State League West, things are also tight at the top. Clearwater with a half-game lead over Lakeland. But the Blue Jays now 9 games back coming into action today. However, if they win today, they clinch their best first-half record since 2019. And that was a really good year for the Jays. So, obviously, playing for something this morning and into the early afternoon. Let's dive into the pitching matchup for this matinee. Pitching matchup presented by Clear Sky Draft House on Main Street in Dunedin. Find fresh, chef-driven pub grub complemented by high-end craft beers at Clear Sky. For the Jays, it's Jerron Watts Brown, a top 30 Blue Jays prospect, number 18 on the pipeline list, and his disgusting slider, one of the best in the league. And Jerron comes into this one with a 4.26 ERA. He's cut down on his walks lately, just 2 over his last 2 starts. Overall this season, 61 strikeouts to 24 walks. And Jerron has been effective, especially here lately. He'll be opposed by Brian Edgington. Edgington, 25 years old, an undrafted free agent, signed by the Reds last year out of Virginia. He's also been effective, 3.32 ERA in 57 innings. He's top 10 in the league in strikeouts coming into action today with a total of 63. So it's Jerron Watts Brown against Brian Edgington, two guys who have had good years so far, two right-handers. Let's get to the starting lineups for today's ball game. The starting lineups are presented by Bon Appetit for a lineup of delectable flavors, quality ingredients, and exceptional service. The waterfront view. Visit Bon Appetit in Dunedin. I'd recommend it. First for the visitors from Daytona, Sammy Stafura leads it off. He's the DH today. The young gun hitting .313 so far in his time with the Tortugas. Ricardo Cabrera, the Reds' number 9 prospect, will bat second and play shortstop. Ariel Almonte is the right fielder, hitting third. Carter Graham is the cleanup man, playing third base. Esmith Pineda is out and left. Malvin Valdez is the center fielder, hitting sixth. Yasiel Pino is over at first, batting seventh. Diego Omania will catch, and Johnny Ascanio rounds it out, batting ninth and playing second base. Those are the Daytona Tortugas. These are the Dunedin Blue Jays, starting with Victor Arias, leading off and playing center. A little-known call-up by the name of Joey Votto has joined the Dunedin Blue Jays from the Florida Complex League Jays. We'll see what he has to offer, batting second and playing first base. Manny Beltre, 20 years younger than Mr. Votto, will bat third and play second. Edward Duran will do the catching and hit fourth. Tucker Toman is the shortstop, batting fifth. Daniel Perez is out in right, hitting sixth. Jeyoni Munoz will DH today. Robert Robertis is the left fielder, hitting eighth. And Adrian Meza rounds it out, batting ninth and playing third base. Well, the Blue Jays have posted a total of 11 MILB and MLB rehab assignments, but none higher profile than this one. One, Mr. Votto, signed by the Blue Jays, his hometown team, after playing 17 seasons with the Cincinnati Reds. And if you're a Blue Jays fan, you've seen it online. Fans clamoring, where's Joey? Where's Votto? What's next for Joey Votto? Well, this is next for Joey Votto. His Dunedin Blue Jays debut, playing first base, batting second today. We're just about set for our national anthem. Let's take a listen in, and we'll be set for first pitch. Coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Smooth pre-recorded rendition of our nation's national anthem has us prepared for baseball. Who doesn't love a good old Wednesday matinee in minor league baseball? Joey Votto in the lineup for the Jays, getting all stretched out, and he'll take the field next here at TD Ballpark. First pitch coming up soon on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Toronto's number 18 prospect, Teron Watts Brown, is ready for work a little bit earlier than usual on this Wednesday. We're past the 11 a.m. hour, just past it. Here in the Eastern Time Zone, Teron, the right-hander, comes into this one with a 3.26 ERA and 10 games of work, 47 innings. But look at the strikeout-to-walk numbers if you're watching on MILB TV. 61 punch-outs, 24 walks. The command has been a spot of emphasis for Teron, and that emphasis has led to improvement. His last two starts, 11 innings, and just two walks, his fewest over any two-start stretch this year. Teron at 6'3", 190, 22 years old, drafted by the Jays in the third round last year. He'll square off against Sammy Stafura to open the ball game. Top 30 Reds prospect, righty on righty. First pitch misses up high, and we are underway at 11:03 a.m. Glad you're with us on your Wednesday. Teron kicks and fires as Stafura leans out of the way of a fastball at 93. Two balls, no strikes. Teron throws a fastball, slider, curveball, and changeup mix. His slider is his premier pitch in the mid-80s. 2-0. Went to the fastball again. Takes a called strike. Does Stafura. And it's 2-1. Robert Bonet is the home plate umpire today while Tyler Green mans the field. 2-1. There's the slider. It just misses outside. Three balls, one strike. The slider sometimes classified as a cutter because of its velocity in part on StatCast. Pitch. He has a called strike. Now is the slider in the upper half of the zone, and it runs it full on Stafura. Stafura, the Reds' second-round selection last year out of high school in New York. Off to a good start in 17 games here, hitting .313. Payoff pitch. Slider misses upstairs, ball four. And it's a walk to open the ball game from Teron Watts-Brown.
Now batting, shortstop, number 29, Ricardo Cabrera.
Brings up Ricardo Cabrera, Reds' number 9 prospect, according to MLB Pipeline. Had a big year in the Complex League last year in Arizona. So far this year, hitting .264 in 57 games. First pitch in there for a called strike. On a slider, and it's 0-1. No score, top of the first. Just getting underway. Joey Votto holding Stafura on over at first. 0-1. Cabrera swings and misses as Stafura slips off first. He dashes back as Duran pump fakes him back. It's 0-2 on Cabrera. Good power hitter. He's got 8 bombs. Duran sets the belt and fires home. Runner goes, swing and a miss. Throw down to second is in time. Strike him out, throw him out, double play. Two down in the first.
Right fielder, number 38, Ariel Almonte.
That was a perfect throw from Edward Duran behind the plate. Put it right on the first base edge of that second base bag. First pitch to Almonte, a wave and a miss. It's 0-1. First punch out for Jerron Watts Brown there. Swing and miss stuff is his hallmark. 0-1, Almonte way out in front of a changeup. Quickly 0-2. Coming into action today, Jerron leads all of single A, not just the FSL, but all of single A in whiffs. Looking for another here. The 0-2 misses low. On a changeup. One ball, two strikes. Almonte, the league leader in homers with 13 of them. Batting average at 194, though. The 1-2 to the big lefty. He takes a called strike three. So much for a whiff. How about a slider? Drops in there and freezes Almonte, and Jerron Watts Brown faces the minimum in the top of the first. Tortugas don't score. We go to the bottom of the first. The Blue Jays and Joey Votto coming up next on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Going to the bottom of the first inning, scoreless between Daytona and the DJs. Victor Arias set to lead it off against Brian Edgington. Right-hander twists and deals the first pitch. And lefty Arias takes high, ball one. Well, our viewers on MILB TV just saw it. This Daytona pitching staff leads the Florida State League in ERA, and Edgington has been a big part of it. His 1-0. Arias takes a called strike on a fastball on the outside corner. It's 1-1. Edgington coming into action with a 3.32 ERA and 12 games started. He's 25 years old, the oldest player on the Tortugas roster. The 1-1. Arias fouls it straight back, and it's 1-2. Arias wasn't supposed to play yesterday, but he did. Went 1-for-2 with an RBI single. Came on in relief of Gene Joseph, who had to leave early in the game with some leg discomfort. Looks like Gene's all right. He was out warming up pregame today. Arias with four homers. 799 on base plus slugging. The 1-2. Arias pops it up third base side. It floats into the seats. Some youngsters in the house today. Young man chases that ball down. He's got a souvenir in the first inning. He can relax the rest of the game. He probably won't. Another 1-2. Arias takes low and away. Two balls, two strikes. Blue Jays offense has slowed down after a 10-run outing on Friday, hitting just 144 over their last three games. 2-2 toss. Arias swings and misses through a slider. And Brian Edgington picks up a strikeout. And now here's a moment a lot of fans have been waiting for.
Joey Votto.
Joey Joey Votto, the longtime Cincinnati Red, climbs in the box against his former organization here in single A. Left-handed batter, right-handed tosser, first pitch. Votto takes up and away on a fastball. That's 1-0. I bet Brian Edgington didn't go to bed thinking that, you know, tomorrow I'm going to face one of the best hitters of this generation. 1-0. Fastball misses outside by a touch. Two balls, no strikes. Votto on a rehab assignment after a severe ankle sprain suffered in spring training. He hit a homer in his only big league spring training AB against Zach Wheeler. 2-0. Votto takes a slider downstairs. Three balls, no strikes. Votto signed with the Blue Jays back on March 8th. Big hole on the left side for him. 3-0. Votto takes a called strike at the knees. That's 3-1. Let's see if Joey swings away here. Votto in an upright stance. Narrow in the left side. 3-1 from Edgington. Misses up and away. Ball four. And it's fitting. In his first plate appearance, Votto, baseball's active walks leader, draws
second
a walk.
Second baseman, number one, Manuel Beltre.
So he'll get to test out that ankle a little bit, as if he hasn't been for the last weeks and months. Here's Manny Beltre with a man on. No score, bottom one. Right-hander on right-hander, first pitch. Beltre takes down, and it's 1-0. Blue Jays suiting up in their baby blue alternates. Dunedin across the chest in the Blue Jays split text. Navy blue numbers, and also some white on the back. 1-0 to Beltre. It's a called strike on the inside corner. That's 1-1. Beltre, a top 30 Blue Jays prospect, 264 hitter with four home runs. Just turned 20 a few weeks ago. Went 0-for-3 last night with a walk and a K. The pitch is popped up into shallow left. Cabrera, the shortstop, is out, calls for it, and he's camped under it to make the catch. Votto walks on back to first.
Catcher, number two down. Edward Durant.
Here's Edward Durant. Had the series opener off last night. Went 1-for-8 last week in three games. Scoreless bottom one. Joey Votto on first base being held by Pino. And the first pitch. Durant takes a heater called strike, and it's 0-1. Looking at the walk strikeout numbers for Edgington, 63-10 walks to strikeouts coming into action. Rather, strikeouts to walks. The pitch is a called strike. It's 0-2. Now 11 walks on the season, one of them against Joey Votto. Maybe a small asterisk for him. Edgington turns, gives a look over at Votto. Shrugs his shoulders as he takes a breath and throws. Durant takes inside on a slider. One ball, two strikes. Edgington, a rare starting pitcher that only uses three pitches. Throws a four-seam fastball 50% of the time. A changeup is his primary off-speed offering, 28%, and it's good. Opponents don't touch that for hard contact much. 1-2. Durant flies it into right. Almonte takes a few steps in, moving towards the line. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. Blue Jays go scoreless. Joey Votto draws a walk, and we go to the second inning with no score. The Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt. plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Top of the second inning at TD Ballpark. We've got no score. Jerron Watts Brown faced the minimum in the first, so here he gets 4-5-6. And Daytona's lineup, starting with Carter Graham, the power-hitting third baseman. Reds' eighth-round pick out of Stanford last year. Righty on righty. First pitch. Fouled back, and it's 0-1. In case you missed, Joey Votto's first plate appearance last half inning, he walked. Left on first. Jerron kicks and fires, and Graham takes high. One ball, one strike. Graham did not play in the opener last night, hitting 237 with three long bombs. The pitch. He hits it in the air to center, pretty deep. Arias back. Now he circles back in, flying into right. He makes a running catch. Now that was Daniel Perez's territory, but he must not have tracked that ball well, and it's an F8, far from routine for Arias. Here's E. Smith Pineda, who, for no apparent reason, gets a smattering of boos as he climbs in. Righty on righty, first pitch. Slow curveball, falls in there for a called strike, and it's 0-1. Pineda, 172 hitter with four bombs. The pitch misses low and away. That was another curve. One ball, one strike. Well, we talk a lot about Watts Brown's slider, rightfully so. Don't sleep on the curveball. 1-1. Pineda takes a called strike. That was a slider, lower half of the zone. That's 1-2. Jerron's arsenal is really deep, and it seems like it's gotten deeper. 1-2, misses up and in. Two balls, two strikes. He's used more and more of it as the season has gone along. His changeup has also been good, and of course the fastball as well. 2-2. Pineda takes a slider in the dirt. Runs it full, 3-2. No score, top of the second inning. Looks like we've got one kids' camp in attendance, hard to miss, and they're bright orange shirts by home plate. Payoff pitch, check swing from Pineda. He went. Strike three. Third punch out for Jerron Watts Brown, and there's two down in the second inning.
Center fielder number 11, Malvin Valdez.
There's Malvin Valdez. Pineda chased a pitch out of the zone there, but that's what that slider does. First pitch to Valdez, misses outside, ball one. Valdez went 0-3 last night in a 6-2 win for Daytona. The pitch in there for a called strike. Fastball paints the outside edge. It's 1-1. Valdez, a native of the DR, waits on the pitch and pops it up. First base side. It's a souvenir. Wind blowing out towards right field here today at TD Ballpark. Temperature at game time, 86 degrees. Could be a lot worse in the bright sunshine. Good breeze. 1-2, just misses high. Two balls, two strikes. It is a hitter-friendly ballpark here at TD, in case you're joining us for the first time. 2-2. Valdez takes a called strike three. Slider fooled him, froze him in the upper half of the zone, and Jerron Watts Brown has four strikeouts through two scoreless innings. We go to the home half of the second. No score between Daytona and the DJs on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBstore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Tucker Thoman strides to the plate as we go to the bottom of the second inning. No score in game two of a six-game set between Daytona and Dunedin. Thoman, a lefty, went 1-for-4 yesterday. First pitch, a swing and a miss as Brian Edgington's cap pops off. He's ahead 0-1. Edgington walked a batter in the first, also struck one out. Not just any batter who walked, it was Joey Votto. 0-1. Thoman takes a slider up high. One ball, one strike. Thoman, the Blue Jays' number 20 prospect entering the season, according to MLB.com, hitting 223. 1-1 pitch. Thoman takes a called strike on a slider that just nibbles on the inside edge. Keep in mind, it is the automatic balls and strike zone today. Also tomorrow, and then it's the challenge system over the weekend. Edgington twists and tosses, and Thoman rips and misses on a high fastball. 93 on the heater from Edgington for his second punch out.
Right fielder, number 46, Daniel Perez.
Here's Daniel Perez. Went 0-for-3 yesterday in the Blue Jays' loss. Blue Jays have lost three straight. First pitch to the lefty. He watches a slider miss upstairs. Ball one. We've got no score. Going to the bottom of the second. Here in the bottom of the second, rather. Perez, a 2-0-2 hitter so far this year. 1-0. He takes a big swing and comes up empty. Fastball right down Douglas Avenue there. Ball, one strike. Edgington with a red glove fires, and Perez lays off a fading changeup. Two balls, one strike. Blue Jays with a lefty-heavy lineup again today, if you include Adrian Meza, a switch hitter batting from the left side against Edgington. A lot of lefties. 2-1, pulled sharply to the second baseman, Ascanio. He fields it cleanly, loops it over to first in time. And there's two down.
Designated hitter, number 27, Jeyuni Munoz.
There's Jeyuni Munoz. So six lefties, if you count Meza, in the Blue Jays' order. Munoz, not one of them. Right-handed batter, the DH today. Drew a walk yesterday, but went 0-for-2. Righty on righty, and the first pitch. Munoz takes low. It's 1-0. Munoz still trying to find his stride after spending about a month's worth of games on the IL. The pitch. He takes a slider for a called strike. It's 1-1. Munoz, since returning from the IL, 3-for-18. He has drawn five walks, but he's also struck out 10 times.
Edgington with a breath. He deals. And Munoz bloops it into shallow right. Long run for anybody, and it drops. Munoz stops at first with a bloop single. Looks like a line drive in the scorebook, and the Blue Jays have a two-out base runner for Robert Robertis.
Left fielder, number 43, Robert Robertis.
Robertis, another one of those lefties, went 0 for 4 yesterday. Blue Jays trying to strike first here this afternoon. Still this morning. First pitch. Robertis slaps it the opposite way. Pineda moves back. He's under it, and the left fielder makes the catch. And the inning is over. Blue Jays get a two-out base knock from Jeyoni Munoz, but that's all. And we go to the third. No score between the Tortugas and the Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Leading off the top of the third inning for the Tortugas, first baseman.
Onto the third at TD Ballpark. We've got no score. Game 2 of 6 between Daytona and Dunedin this week. And the first pitch to Yasiel Pino is fouled off. It's 0-1. Jaron Watts-Brown has his strikeout stuff so far today. 4 strikeouts in 2 innings. He sets and goes. And Pino lays off the high cheddar. 1-1. Pino played last night, went hitless in 3 tries, hitting 210 this year. The pitch. He takes upstairs. 2-1. Pino, a big and burly righty, waits on the 2-1 and takes up and in on a curve. 3-1. Pino in a straightaway stance, 3-1 pitch, misses inside, that's 4. So it's the second leadoff walk of the ball game issued by Watts-Brown. Also walked Stafura in the first.
Diego Omana.
Here's Diego Omana. Tortuga's trying to get on the board first, top of the third, we're scoreless. Omana playing his 6th game with the Tortugas, first offer to him, misses outside, 1. It's worth noting that Daytona is playing without Alfredo Duno, the Reds' top catching prospect. 1-0, Pino goes, and the pitch is flied into shallow center, and it dumps down for a hit. Pino heading towards third. He gets the wave around as the throw goes into second, but he stops at third.
Second,
it looked at least like the third base coach was giving him the windmill, at least for a moment. But either way, Blue Jays with men on the corners, facing a men on the corners jam. Tortugas with men on the corners. No outs, and Johnny Ascanio comes to the plate. Corners in, middle infield back. First pitch, swing and a miss. Ascanio way out in front of a changeup. It's 0-1. No score top of the third, but that could change quick. Scanio had a good day yesterday, 2-for-4 in the 9 spot, so if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Back in that spot again today. 0-1. He squares to bunt, bunts it down the first base line. It's a good one. Jerron Watts-Brown picks it up, throws to first, and Votto scoops it out on the short hop. But the squeeze bunt drives in a run. Pino in from third. Tortugas take a 1-0 lead in the top of the third.
Designated hitter number 3, Sammy Stafura.
Here's Sammy Stafura. Sack 1-3 there for out number 1. Omania up to second. And the first offered is Stafura from Brown. Slow curve taken for a called strike in the upper half of the zone. It's 0-1. Stafura walked in the first inning and was caught stealing at second base. Watts-Brown with the pause in the pitch. Stafura thought about going around on a slider in the dirt. He held up. 1-1, 1-1. Stafura opened his pro career last season in the Arizona Complex League after the draft. Didn't exactly go sterling. Really struggled at the plate. 1-1. Stafura fouls a pitch off. A high fastball. It's 1-2. But clearly, he learned from that failure, made quite the adjustment, opened the season back in the complex out in Arizona, played 15 games, hit .315, OPS over 1,000. And Cincinnati said, you know what? We've seen enough. Send this guy over to Florida. Here he is. He's looked the part of a top 30 prospect. 1-2 from Watts-Brown. Fastball called. Strike 3. Some paint from Watts-Brown on the outside corner. It's out number 2.
Shortstop number 29, Ricardo Cabrera.
Third looking strikeout from Duran today. He's trying to limit the damage to just one. Top of the third. It's 1-0 Tortugas. First pitch to Cabrera. Swing and a miss. Whiffed on the curveball. Buried low and away. It's 0-1. Omania off second base. Manny Beltre, the second baseman nearby. Duran deals, and Cabrera swings and misses again. He had no chance on that slider. Dove low and away, and it's 0-2. Duran scoops up some dirt. Wipes it on his white pants. Some dirt marks on his pants. The 0-2. Check swing hopper through the right side. It's a fair ball past Votto towards the corner and right. Omania in from second, and it's a check swing. Excuse me, swing. RBI for Ricardo Cabrera, and now it's 2-0.
Number 38, Ariel Almonte.
Extends the inning for Ariel Almonte. Ugh. Just brutal for Jerron Watts-Brown. First pitch to Almonte is popped up high in the air and to right. Beltre, the second baseman, out. Perez, the right fielder, in. It's Beltre who twists, turns, and makes the catch. And that ends the inning. Things get a little crazy in the bottom of the third. A sacrifice bunt from Ascanio gets Daytona on the board, and then a check swing RBI single from Cabrera makes it 2-0. We go to the home third. Blue Jays looking to respond next. Trailing 2-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. 9-1-2 due up for the Jays as they now trail 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the third. First pitch from Brian Edgington is taken for a called strike as Meza briefly squared to bunt and pulled back. It's 0-1. So it's Meza, Arias, and Votto here for the Jays. 0-1. Meza takes a called strike 2. Fastball at the lower edge of the zone. It's 0-2. Meza, switch hitter, batting from the left side, short in stature. Good contact guy. Went 2-for-10 last week, though. 0-2 is a hopper to second base. Ascanio charges, gloves, throws to first in time. And Meza is set down for out number one in the third.
Center fielder number 47, Victor Arias.
Here's Victor Arias. Struck out swinging in the first. Daytona in the driver's seat, 2-0, bottom three. Left-handed batter, right-handed tosser. First pitch from Edgington. Misses up and away, ball one. Edgington has taken a long and winding road to pro ball. Undrafted free agent, signed by the Reds last year. After he played a season at Virginia, 1-0. Arias lays off a high fastball. 2 balls, no strikes. Edgington played 6 seasons of collegiate baseball at 4 schools. Here's his 2-0 to Arias. That one finds the upper half of the zone. Called strike, and it's 2-1. So Edgington opened his collegiate career at St. Joseph's, Pennsylvania. Only pitched a few innings, injured his shoulder that year. Then he transferred. 2-1. Arias hops it down to first. Pino scoops it up, takes it to the bag himself. And that's out number two. So Joey Votto comes to the plate with the bases
first
empty.
First baseman, number 20, Joey Votto.
Votto walked his first time in the first inning. See if he swings away here. He did not swing once in that first plate appearance. And for a guy known for plate discipline in his 17-year MLB career, not exactly surprising. First pitch to the lefty. Swing and a miss on the first pitch. Came up empty on a fastball. It's 0-1. I think a lot of people might wonder with Votto, why would he want to get back at it? 0-1 misses up and away. 1 ball, 1 strike. After a really strong career in Cincinnati, 17 seasons, signed with the Blue Jays, his hometown team. Well, when Joey signed, he put it simply, I think I can still bang. 1-1, he swings and misses on a backdoor slider. It's 1-2. Baseball is a game where I think you can stretch your career out a little bit longer than other pro sports. That's part of the beauty of it. Edgington out ahead 1-2. He fires, and Votto pops it up. Into shallow left. Cabrera, the shortstop, out. He's under it, makes the catch. And Brian Edgington retires Joey Votto to cap off a 1-2-3, bottom of the third. On to the fourth. Daytona still leads it 2-0 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that grand slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
After the Tortugas, number 8, Carter Grant.
Daytona ahead 2-0 as we go to the top of the fourth, and time is called as our trusty grounds crew hustles off the field after their drag. Jaron Watts-Brown was ready to go. He watches him sneak off the field. And now the first pitch to Carter Graham is popped up into shallow right. Beltre ranges out on the outfield grass. He makes the catch. One pitch, one out for Jaron. Here's Esmith Pineda.
Left fielder, number 31, Esmith Pineda.
Both of Daytona's runs coming last inning. Two runs on two hits. RBIs from Ascanio and Cabrera. Watts-Brown looking for a bounce back. First pitch to Pineda. Misses down. Ball one. Jaron, the Oklahoma State product. 1-0. Pineda takes a called strike. It's 1-1. Started his career at Long Beach State. 1-1. Has a called strike. Slider drops in there. It's 1-2. Watts-Brown quickly comes set, takes a breath, and chucks it home. Pineda takes a slider out in front of the plate. That's a ball. Two balls, two strikes. Jaron, a California native. Hails from Hanford. Star athlete at Hanford High School. Is 2-2. Swing and a miss. Strike three. Went to the slider downstairs. 87 miles an hour, and there's two down. Sixth strikeout for Jaron this afternoon. And here's Malvin Valdez. First offer. Swing and a miss. Went to the heater, and it's 0-1. Jaron at 51 pitches. He's settled in here in the fourth. Takes a breath and deals. Valdez jumps out of the way, almost hit him. One ball, one strike. Tortugas hold a 2-0 lead over the DJs, top of the fourth. Watts-Brown kicks and fires and misses up and in. Two balls, one strike. Especially lately, you figure that Jaron's good for at least five innings. He throws, and Valdez takes a called strike. The slider clips the inside black. Valdez calls time. Jaron knocking on the door of strikeout number 7. His season high is 9. Back on May 15th against Jupiter in just 4 innings. He throws, and a swing and a miss from Valdez. Jaron Watts-Brown bounces back from a two-run third with two strikeouts in a 1-2-3 fourth inning. Going to the home half, score holds 2-0 Daytona over the DJs on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays trail 2-0 as we go to the bottom of the fourth inning. Brian Edgington back out, and why not? First pitch to Manny Beltre is taken for a called strike on a slider. It's 0-1. Edgington picking up today where he left off in his last two starts. Just one run in his last 11 innings coming into action. 0-1, called strike 2. Beltre behind 0-2. He's 0-1 with a pop out to the shortstop Cabrera in the first. Edgington, the Pennsylvania native, toes the right side of the rubber, winds and deals, and Beltre swings and misses on a changeup downstairs. That's strike three. Third strikeout for Edgington.
Number 12, Edward Duran.
Here's Edward Duran with the bases empty. Daytona 2, Blue Jays nothing. Glad you could join us early on this Wednesday. Wednesday matinee. First pitch. Duran rips and misses on a high fastball. It's 0-1. Last half inning, we were talking about Edgington's college journey, or at least started to. It was a long journey. Can't cover it. Just a few pitches. Pitch to Duran, hopper down to third. Graham snares it, throws across the diamond in time. And Duran is retired. Two quick outs for Edgington.
Shortstop, number 9, Tucker Tolman.
Here's Tolman. So Edgington opened up at St. Joseph's, hurt his shoulder, and then transferred to Mercer Community College in 2019. And then he settled in. He found a home at Elon. Played three seasons there, had a really great career. First pitch to Tolman. He swings and misses on a slider down and in. It's 0-1. Blue Jays trying to find their offensive stride, trailing 2-0 in the fourth. So Edgington figured that he would wrap up his collegiate career there at Elon. 0-1. Tolman takes outside. 1-1. But he had 1 year of eligibility left due to the COVID year. COVID waiver given out to players that played in 2020 and 2021. Pitch misses outside to Tolman. 2-1. And Edgington figured he wanted to play at the highest level possible. This was detailed in a Richmond Times article from last summer. So the Elon coaching staff called up the coaches at Virginia and gave him a rave review. 2-1. Tolman takes low and in near the shoot tops. 3-1. Jerry Oakes, the pitching coach at Elon, called the coaching staff at Virginia and said, hey, you gotta take this guy. And boy, did it work out. 3.57 ERA in 88 innings. Helped the Hoos to Omaha. 3-1. Tolman takes up and outside. That's 4. No, it's a called strike. Oh, Toman dropped his bat like it was ball four. But the ball clipped the zone. A very late strike call from Robert Bonet from upstairs. So now it's full. Edgington chucks it home. And Toman fouls it off. We'll do it again. Edgington's Big East season at Virginia last year culminating in the playoffs. Worked a complete game shutout in the regional round in Charlottesville. Another payoff. That time, it actually misses up and outside. It's ball four for sure this time. And Toman does indeed work a two-out walk. Here's Daniel Perez.
Right fielder, number 46, Daniel Perez.
Blue Jays behind two zip, bottom four. Back-to-back lefties in the Blue Jays lineup here in the 5-6 spots. Toman and Perez. Perez 0-for-1 with the ground out. First offer, misses bottom of the zone. It was close, but it's ball one. So when players transfer with that COVID waiver or for a graduate season, they have to pick up a grad degree. 1-0, Perez bounces it foul, first base side. One ball, one strike. For Edgington, he pursued a master's degree in educational psychology. Now, does that mean teaching psychology? Or does that mean the psychology of education? I feel like the latter might be a little more interesting. 1-1. Perez takes a called strike. Fastball in the lower half of the plate near the low outside corner. It's 1-2. Maybe a little bit of psychology studies can help with pitching. Edgington reads the sign, sets at the belt, throws home. Perez takes outside. 2-2. How to approach different guys. Of course, you could ask Nolan Ryan about his pitching psychology. Scare guys by throwing inside and then try and pump the fastball by him. Worked pretty well for his career. I don't think he had any psychology degree. 2-2. Perez swings and misses. Strike three. And Brian Edgington has worked four scoreless frames on the road at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays still trail at 2-0 as we head to the fifth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Valley Live.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
Leading off the top of the fifth inning for the Tortugas, number 44.
As we go to the top of the fifth, Jaron Watts Brown comes back out as the Blue Jays trail 2-0. Jaron within striking distance of his season high in K's. First pitch to Pino, misses low and away, ball one. Pino worked a walk and then scored. Back in the third when Daytona scored both of its runs. The pitch misses down and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Jaron punched out two in the fourth inning to bounce back in a 1-2-3 frame. He's at 57 pitches right now. from the stretch at all times. He sets and goes, and Pino swings and misses on the high cheddar. 2-1. The pitch. Pino with another swing and a miss on the high fastball outside of the zone. He went after it anyways. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pino calls time. Teron settles on the third base side of the rubber. Has the sign. Comes home. Swing and a miss. Strike 3. 3 straight high fastballs get the job done against Pino. Strikeout number 8 for Watts Brown. Here's Diego Omana. Base is empty for him. Tortuga's in the driver's seat. 2-0. Top 5. First pitch. Poured in there for a called strike. And it's 0-1. Tortuga's in the driver's seat. If that were literal, I don't think that would go well. 0-1. Omana fouls it off back into the screen. 0-2. Jaron, a strike away from tying his season high in punchouts. Gathers a sign from Duran and time called by Omana. He says, you're moving a little bit too quick for my liking. Steps out of the box. Omana, a native of Venezuela. Signed by the Reds in 2021. Jaron chucks it home, and Omana just gets a piece of it. Fouls a fastball back. 95 on the gun there from Jaron. One of the hardest pitches we've seen today. Another 0-2 pitch. Hopper to shortstop. Toman is there. Scoops it up. Sidearms to first in time. 2 up, 2 down. That's 6 straight retired by Jaron Watts Brown. Here's Johnny Ascanio with nobody on.
Now batting number 13, Johnny Ascanio.
Jaron trying to keep this score 2-0. Top of the 5th. Blue Jays bullpen quiet. First pitch. Ascanio with a little number down to 3rd. Meza ranges over, scoops it up from the infield grass, makes a short throw to 1st in time. Jaron Watts Brown is starting to cruise along. He's got 8 strikeouts and 5 innings of work. And the score remains 2-0 Daytona over the Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
The bottom of the 5th inning for the Blue Jays, number 27, Jay Lee.
Looks like Joey Votto's day is done. Heading back to the DJ's clubhouse as we go to the bottom of the 5th. Brian Edgington's day is not done, though. First pitch to Jayoni Munoz, hopped through the left side for a base hit. Munoz pounces on a fastball, rips it through the left side, and the Blue Jays have the leadoff man to go aboard against the Tortuga starter. Munoz 2 for 2.
Number 43, Robertis.
There's Robert Robertis. Robertis, left-handed batter, right-handed thrower in Edgington. First pitch. Robertis takes a called strike. And it's 0-1. He lined out to left in the second inning. Munoz creeping towards second base. The pitch. Robertis takes a called strike. And it's 0-2. Not entirely surprising to see Joey Votto come off here through 4.5 innings. He's been very adamant that he take things slow, and I'm sure the Blue Jays training staff feels the same way. Not something you want to rush back from. 0-2 misses low and outside. 1-2, especially with Votto now at 40 years old. Body doesn't recover from a sprained ankle probably like it used to, maybe when he was 20 or 22. Like these guys age here in single A. 1-2. Robertis with a ground ball through the middle into center. It's a base hit. Munoz motoring into third. He dives in safely without a throw. Blue Jays offense starting to get going against Brian Edgington. Here's Adrian Meza.
Third baseman, number 11, Adrian Meza.
Diego Omana, the catcher, puts out some signs to the infield with men on the corners. Tying run on first base as the Blue Jays trail 2-0. The bottom of the fifth. Meza 0-for-1 with a ground out to second base. Batting from the left side against the righty Edgington. First pitch. He takes a touch down and away. Ball one. I imagine it'll be Christian Feliz into the ball game. In Votto's spot, batting second, playing first. Would only make sense. 1-0. Meza with a ground ball through the middle again. Munoz in from third. And Roberti stops at second. Adrian Meza has an RBI single. Blue Jays going station to station. Three straight singles to open the frame.
It's now 2-1.
Blue Jays with a tying run in scoring position for Victor Arias. Time called as Omana wants to talk things over with Edgington. Long meeting, just those two. Robert Bonet, the home plate umpire, walks out there now. Says, all right, fellas. Got a 3 o'clock tee time. He might not be the only one if he does indeed have a tee time. So Arias climbs in. Men on first and second. Corners in. Bottom five. Blue Jays with a run in. Trailing 2-1. First pitch to Arias. He takes called strike. Slider on the back door. It's 0-1. Arias etched his place in the Blue Jays record books with 8 RBIs and 2 homers on Friday night against Bradenton. 0-1. He watches a fastball clip the lowest part of the zone. Called strike two, it's 0-2. Arias with the most RBIs in a single game by a DJ since Aurelvis Martinez in 2021. And hey, how about the news? Martinez just got the call up to the bigs. 0-2 misses downstairs. 1-2. So congratulations, Felicidades to Aurelvis. Sure looked the part here in 2021. Blue Jays top position player prospect. Eager to see what he can do. Edgington's 1-2. Arias swings and misses on a fading changeup. He's down on strikes for a much needed out number one for Edgington. Here's Christian Feliz. Feliz pinch hitting for Joey Votto. It'll be a straight switch with Christian to stay in the ballgame to play first.
Pitching for Joey Votto, number 34, Christian Felice.
Robertis on second, Meza over at first. Robertis the tying run, Meza the go-ahead run in the bottom of the fifth. It's 2-1 Daytona. Wind blowing out to right for Christian. First pitch to the big lefty, misses low and in, ball one. So Votto's day now officially done. He went 0 for 1 with a walk and a pop out into shallow left to the shortstop Cabrera. Made a few plays over at first. 1-0. Feliz fouls it straight back. One ball, one strike. Feliz a huge part of this Blue Jays lineup all year. Playing in his 54th game today. 193 hitter. Team leader with 10 homers, second in the league. 1-1. Feliz hops it foul down the first base line. Makes it 1-2. Feliz played in the opener last night, batted third. Went 1-for-4 with a single. And as his average went up, Edgington gathers the sign from Omania. Sets at the belt, throws home, and Feliz takes down. Change up low. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch like that, an example of how Feliz's swing decisions have really improved throughout the course of the season. 2-2. Feliz takes downstairs again. That runs it full, 3-2. Blue Jays with a run in, trailing 2-1. Bottom five in game two of a six-game set. Here comes the payoff pitch to Feliz. Instead, Edgington steps off. Looks Robertis back to second. Shortstop Cabrera nearby. Meza not being held over at first. Edgington's payoff pitch to Feliz on the way. And it's hopped. Diving stop from Pino at first. Throw to second is dropped by Cabrera. Everybody safe. That was an outstanding play from Yasiel Pino over at first. To keep that ball on the infield, that saves a run, but Robertis moves to third. Meza is safe at second. And Julio Murillo, the manager, comes out to discuss the call with Tyler Green, the field umpire. Gets a quick explanation, no further arguments. So instead of a fielder's choice, everybody's safe. Corners come in, middle infield back, one out, bases loaded. Blue Jays trail 2-1. First pitch to Beltre is popped up into shallow right. Long run for Pino. Same with Ascanio. The second baseman can't get it. It drops fair. The throw to the plate as Robertis had to wait back is through the catcher, Omania. Robertis ties the game on a mad dash. And it's a bloop RBI single for Manny Beltre. With an assist to the wind. The Blue Jays with their fourth single of the inning, rather. Beltre couldn't have placed that ball any better than that. They had a chance to get Robertis at the plate. Throw got through. Here's Edward Duran. First pitch to him. Misses low and away. It's 1-0. So now a brand new ball game. Meza over at third. Feliz, who reached on a fielder's choice, up to second. Beltre aboard. 1-0. Has flied into right. Sends Almonte towards the track. Now he's coming in. He makes the catch. Meza tags from third, and the throw goes to second, where Beltre dives around the tag, but he is tagged out. So it's a double play, and the run does count on a sack fly from Edward Duran, and that gives the Blue Jays a 3-2 lead. As we go to the top of the sixth, the Blue Jays hang a three spot. Jerron Watts Brown coming back out, pitching in the driver's seat now on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Leading off the top of the sixth inning for Daytona, number three, Sammy Stafora.
The Blue Jays back up Jerron Watts. Brown's strong effort so far with three runs in the bottom of the fifth. Blue Jays now lead it 3-2. Top of the sixth, Watts Brown is back out to face the top of the order, and Sammy Stafora, first pitch to him, misses low, ball one. Stafora 0-for-1 with a walk and a strikeout. The pitch is a called strike. A fastball at the knees. It's 1-1. Drawn at 66 pitches. In a good rhythm, he throws. Stafora takes upstairs. Two balls, one strike. Watts Brown with 8 strikeouts. One shy of tying a season high. He throws. And Stafora loops it into shallow left, down for a hit. Roberti's over to fetch it. Stafora with a hard turnaround first, thinking to the throw there. He comes up short on a slide, and he's out. Stafora thought he was safe. Julio Murillo none too pleased with Tyler Green, the field umpire. We'll have to get another look there as Stafora trots back to the dugout. It was a good throw from Robertis and a bad slide from Stafora. Let's see if he got around it. Oh. So I think the argument for the Tortugas is that Beltre missed the tag. From that angle, it was hard to tell. But if Beltre did indeed apply the tag, it wasn't time. First pitch to Cabrera, slow curveball at 68 miles an hour, taken for a called strike, and it's 0-1. So Stafora out number one after the single, 0-1, swing and a miss. Quickly 0-2. Jerron knocking on the door, a punch out number nine, time called by Cabrera. Just as Jerron was ready. Cabrera throwing off the rhythm a little bit. Here's the 0-2. Called strike three. Curveball catches Cabrera window shopping, and Jerron Watts Brown has tied his season high in strikeouts. Nine of them. Here's Ariel Almonte. First pitch. He takes down ball one. Jerron at 72 pitches. This is probably his last inning of work. He throws. Almonte chases a fading changeup. It's 1-1. Reading up on Jerron before the season, about his accomplished college career, first at Long Beach State and then Oklahoma State. 1-1 is hammered high in the air, deep to right, hooking foul. That's 1-2. Almonte broke his bat, so he tosses it away. One of the coolest stories from Jerron's college career was a complete game no-hitter at Long Beach State, full nine innings, and it was on Mother's Day. There was an article on that in the Oklahoma State student newspaper where Jerron detailed how cool it was to have that moment with his mom in attendance there. 1-2 to Almonte. He takes inside 2-2. Had a chance to chat with Jerron about his relationship with his mom and how she's pushed him to help get him to this spot here today. 2-2, misses up and away, and now it's full on Almonte. Jerron said, "She's always been the rock. She's gotten me in positions to get me where I'm at now." Payoff pitch to Almonte. His flight into shallow right center. Arias in. He makes a running catch, and that ends the inning. Jerron Watts-Brown with six strong frames today, and he's in line for the win as the Blue Jays lead 3-2 as we go to the bottom of the sixth on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Valley Live. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. Blue Jays lead 3-2 over Daytona as we go to the bottom of the sixth. Brian Edgington back out. First pitch to Tucker Thoman is fouled off behind home plate. And it's 0-1 on the lefty. In case you're just joining us, difference in this game, a three-run, four-hit rally by the Jays in the fifth. Daytona scored their two runs in the third. 0-1, bouncing ball foul, first base side. And it's 0-2 on Thoman. Tucker 1-for-2 today. Struck out in the second. Rather 0-for-1. Struck out in the second and walked in the fourth. 0-2. Is flied towards the gap in right center. Valdez, the center fielder, glides over. And Almonte, the right fielder, makes the catch. Out number one.
Right fielder number 46, Daniel Perez.
Here's Daniel Perez. Big headline today for the Jays, Joey Votto's rehab assignment. Played five innings, got two plate appearances, a walk and a pop out for him. Perez climbs in 0-for-2. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. First pitch, he squares to bunt and foul tips it off the catcher Omania. It's 0-1. It is another gusty, gusty day at TD Ballpark. It's somewhat surprising we haven't seen more home runs. Saw one yesterday from Cade Doty. Pitch. Misses outside. One ball, one strike. These are two teams that hit a lot of homers. Both these teams top 10 in the single-A ranks in home runs. 1-1. Perez takes called strike. It's 1-2. Looking out towards the Blue Jays bullpen, there is a right-hander warming, so it remains to be seen whether or not Watts Brown will come back out. Edgington delivers. Perez checks his swing on a high fastball. He held up. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Edgington with his red glove, perhaps inspired by the Reds, is 2-2, fouled back, and we'll do it again. Tortugas with light blue caps, with their traveling gray jerseys, almost an identical hue to the Blue Jays' light blue jerseys. Another 2-2. Perez lays off a changeup up and away, runs it full, 3-2. Blue Jays on top, 3-2, bottom six. It's a good thing Daytona isn't wearing any sort of light blue jerseys. Payoff pitch misses outside, ball four. So Perez works a walk. Blue Jays have one out base runner for Jeuni Munoz.
Designated hitter number 27, Jeuni Munoz.
Now for the record, not entirely sure if Daytona has any light blue jerseys, but they might, based on the fact that they've got some light blue caps. And that color is a part of their scheme. Time called, and Willie Blair, the pitching coach, comes out for a visit. Now, you might be wondering, okay, what would happen if two teams wore the same color on the same game? Well, funny enough, last week, that very thing happened in a minor league game between the Peoria Chiefs and the South Bend Cubs in a Midwest League game in Peoria. South Bend suited up on the road. They figured, okay, let's mix it up. We're going to wear our light blues today. And the Chiefs, the home team, came out in their light blues, those powder blue jerseys. And so both teams stood on the field. They're warming up, wearing an identical color. First pitch to Munoz, who's 2-for-2. Misses low and in, ball one. Snap throw down to first is late. Perez sneaks back into the bag without a slide. It's 1-0. So eventually, with both Peoria and South Bend warming up, the umpires decided, okay, I mean, we can't have this. 1-0. Munoz swings and misses over a slider downstairs. 1 ball, 1 strike. So the umpiring crew said, all right, South Bend, you got to go back into the clubhouse and change. So there was a uniform delay of about 15 minutes while the Cubs changed. 1-1. Misses a touch low. 2 balls, 1 strike. That had to be the strangest delay of all time. Rain, no. Uniform, yep. 2-1. That fastball misses down. It's 3-1. Thankfully, no uniform or rain delays today at TD Ballpark. Bright and sunny, and the teams are wearing different colors. Hitters count 3-1. There goes Perez. Pitch misses outside. Throw is eaten by Omania. Doesn't matter. Perez up to second. Munoz aboard for the third time today. Back-to-back walks issued by Edgington. Uncharacteristic.
Left fielder number 43, Robert Robertis.
So here's Robert Robertis. Blue Jays lead by one, looking for more. 3-2, bottom six. 2 on, 1 out. First pitch to Robertis. He takes low and in, ball one. Robertis 1-for-2, singled and scored in the fifth inning rally. Responsible for this Blue Jays lead. Robertis, a guy with good pop. See if he can get into one. Edgington at 94 pitches. He throws and misses high. 2 balls, no strikes. And there goes Perez, a delayed steal. He's in safely. Daniel Perez swipes third base as the throw went to second. Perez got a good jump. No throw to third, and now the Blue Jays have men on the corners. Heads up base running from Perez. Edgington with four walks today. Not like him. He only entered this outing with 10 on the season. 2-0. Robertis with a swing and a foul tip. 2-1. Edgington gives look over at first at Munoz. And throws. Robertis pops a breaking ball up out of play. Third base side. Edgington has battled back. Two balls, two strikes. This could be his last batter. Looks like there's a righty ready out in the Tortugas bullpen. Robertis bobs the bat up and down over his shoulder. Here comes the 2-2 offer. It misses outside. Edgington hit his spot. Off the outside corner, it just wasn't in the zone. So it's full. Edgington in danger of walking the bases loaded. He's got the sign from Omania. Robertis ready for the payoff pitch. And the pitch is popped up into shallow left. Carter Graham, the third baseman, on the infield dirt. Now it's Cabrera in shallow left to make the catch. Munoz got a head start. Took a U-turn back into first base. There's two down.
Adrian Meza.
Let's see if this is it for Edgington, and it is. Julio Murillo, the skipper, strides out to the mound, and Edgington's day is done after 4 2/3, rather 5 2/3, knocking on the door of 6 innings. Edgington was strong, but he leaves in a bit of a jam. Runners on the corners with two outs. And the bottom of the sixth inning. Blue Jays with the lead. It's 3-2 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
DJ's fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the 4-game Flex Pack. Purchase 4 or more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews Flex Pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Blue Jays offense has regained its stride a little bit today as they lead 3-2 over Daytona. Two outs, bottom of the sixth, men on the corners, and Alex Johnson takes over for Brian Edgington. Johnson, the right-hander, big right-hander, has an ERA at 11.70, 12 appearances. He's thrown 10 innings and allowed 13 earned runs. Big problem for him, command, 17 walks in those 10 innings. Face Adrian Meza here, first pitch. It's a called strike on the outside corner, it's 0-1. Johnson, a native of Buffalo, home of the Jays' AAA affiliate, Bisons, 0-1. Meza takes a called strike, 2. It's 0-2. Perez over at third base. Munoz over at first. Meza delivered an RBI single his last time in the fifth. Part of that Blue Jays three-run fifth inning. Now trying to grow that lead beyond one. Munoz takes off with a pitch. The 0-2 is swung on and missed. Way outside of the zone, but Meza chased. And the inning is over. Blue Jays leave men on the corners, and we head to the seventh. Still a one-run ball game. 3-2 Jays on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon.
Now batting for Daytona, third baseman.
Irv Carter has finished warming up to his Jay-Z walk-up song, and he reintroduces himself to this TD Ballpark crowd with the Blue Jays in the driver's seat, 3-2 over Daytona. Carter takes over for Jerron Watts-Brown, who had another strong start today. Six innings, nine punch-outs, ties a season high. First pitch to Carter Graham. Misses in ball one. Carter, the righty, with a 3.89 ERA, 17 appearances. He's thrown 37 innings. 1-0. Graham takes a called strike. At the knees, and it's 1-1. Carter coming off a strong outing. His last time, he rocks and deals the 1-1. And Graham pops it up high in the air to center. Arias takes a few steps in, trailing towards right. He makes the catch. Graham is out number one. Base is empty for E. Smith Pineda.
Left fielder, number 31, E. Smith Pineda.
Carter's last outing, 2 1/3 innings, one hit, no runs, four strikeouts. Against the Marauders over the weekend. Here's E. Smith Pineda. First pitch. Misses in ball one. Get you the final line on Jerron Watts-Brown. Six innings, three hits, two earned runs, including one that was not unearned, of course, but just very unlucky. 1-0. Pineda takes a called strike. The cutter on the inside edge. It's 1-1. It was a check swing RBI single in the third. So two runs allowed by Watts-Brown, two walks, nine strikeouts. 1-1. Pineda takes a slider outside. Two balls, one strike. Carter throws a sinking fastball, a cutter, a slider, and also a changeup. And it's funny because his cutter is kind of the reverse dilemma from Jerron Watts-Brown's slider. 2-1. Pineda hops it down to third base. Meza is there. He gobbles it up, zips it across the diamond to Feliz in time. 5-3 put out. Out number two. There's Malvin Valdez.
Center fielder, number 11, Malvin Valdez.
Blue Jays lead 3-2, top seven. So Jerron Watts-Brown's slider, because of the velocity and the spin rates or whatnot, is classified by TrackMan as a cutter. Now Carter's cutter is classified as a slider. First pitch to Valdez, looped into shallow left. It's down for a hit. Roberti scoops it up, and Valdez has a two-out base knock. Makes his day a little bit brighter after after he was 0-for-2 with two strikeouts.
First baseman, number 44, Yasiel Pino.
He's the tying run at first base with two outs in the top of the seventh. Blue Jays on top, 3-2. And here's Yasiel Pino. P-I-N-O. Like the wine. First pitch. This is low and away. Ball one. Pino is old enough to enjoy a glass of wine or any other beverage for that matter at any drinking establishment in the U.S. at 22 years old. 1-0. Pino with a check swing. Did he go? Yes, he did. According to Tyler Green, the field umpire. 1-1. Pino 0-for-1 with a walk and a run scored. That was in the third. The pitch fouled back into the screen. Carter out ahead, 1-2. Pino with long green socks. With his gray road jersey. Carter with long blue socks. With his home alternate top. The 1-2, runner goes. Pitch misses low and away and gets through Duran to the backstop. And Valdez stops at second with a stolen base. So the tying run in scoring position now. In the top of the seventh. Blue Jays trying to snap a three-game losing streak. And if they win today, they clinch their best first half since 2019. 2-2. His flight into left. Sends Robertis a little bit in. He makes the catch, and the inning is over. Irv Carter strands Valdez on second base and works a scoreless seventh. Blue Jays lead at the stretch. 3-2 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J's Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
We're all stretched out at TD Ballpark, and we move to the bottom of the seventh with the Blue Jays in front, 3-2 in the second game of this six-game set. Top of the lineup for the Jays due up against Alex Johnson, Arias, Feliz, and Beltre. First pitch to Arias, misses low and in, ball one. As you might be able to hear, wind is pretty strong today, blowing towards the pole and right. Pitch, Arias pops it up. That wind will blow it towards shortstop a little bit, but Carter Graham, the third baseman, makes the catch and foul ground. And there's one down. Here's Feliz.
First baseman, number 34, Christian Feliz.
Feliz 0-for-1, rolled into a fielder's choice. First pitch, misses outside, ball one. Feliz did not start the game. Joey Votto did at first base. He went 0-for-1 with a walk. The pitch. Feliz cracks it in the air to left. Pineda, the left fielder, sprints in, says, hey, I've got it, and he does. Makes the catch. Feliz retired for out number two.
Here's
Manny Beltre.
Beltre.
Beltre singled his last time. Fifth inning, part of the Blue Jays rally. Has them on top 3-2. All three of their runs in that fifth inning. All two of Daytona's runs, both of them, in the third. So the scoring confined to two half innings this afternoon. First pitch, Beltre takes low and in, ball one. Being around Manny Beltre, it's hard not to catch his contagious positive attitude. 1-0 is flied into left. Pineda comes in. No teammates around him this time. He gloves it, and the inning is over. Blue Jays go down 1-2-3 in the seventh. We move right along to the eighth. Blue Jays on top 3-2 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Hey, DJs fans, next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon. It's the Blue Jays 3 and the Tortugas 2 in the top of the 8th inning at TD Ballpark. Glad you're with us for a Wednesday matinee. It's been a good one, defined by good pitching, especially starting pitching. Irv Carter back out there for the 8th. First pitch to Diego Omana. It is a called strike on the outside corner. It's 0-1. Omana 1-for-2 today. Singled and scored. Back in the 3rd. 0-1. Misses low and away from Carter. 1-1. Irv took over for Jaron Watts-Brown, who's in line for the win. Worked around a single last inning. Tossed up a 0. The kick and the pitch. Omana takes a called strike on a backdoor breaking ball. It's 1-2. We'd be remiss to not mention the big baseball news yesterday that rocked the game, especially with all that's going on this week. The games at Rickwood Field, 1-2, misses low and away, 2-2. The passing of Willie Mays, one of the greatest players of all time. 93 years old. Carter switches out baseballs before the 2-2. Hall of Famer, of course. Longtime San Francisco Giant. 2-2 from Carter. Omana rips and misses. Strike 3. Carter's first punch out today. He struts around the mound. Brings up Johnny Ascanio with the bases empty.
Second baseman, number 13, Johnny Ascanio.
Ascanio 0-for-1 with an RBI sack bunt. Drove in one of the Tortugas' 2 runs in the 3rd inning. They trail 3-2, top of the 8th. Left-handed batter, right-handed thrower. And the first pitch is in there for a called strike. It's 0-1. So the major league game between the Giants and the Cardinals coming up at Rickwood Field later this week. It's going to be quite the somber occasion all of a sudden. One misses in, one ball, one strike. Considering that that game was in part scheduled to recognize players like Willie Mays, who played in the Negro Leagues. 1-1. Ascanio takes outside. Two balls, one strike. Last night, our game was a little bit earlier than usual. 6 o'clock first pitch. So by the time that our game was wrapped up, and there were still games in the central time zone in the middle innings. 2-1. Ascanio flares it down the left field side. It drops out of play. Foul. Two balls, two strikes. And coincidentally, I turned on the Giants broadcast. Dave Fleming, John Miller, in my opinion, one of the best radio teams there is in this business, if not the very best. And Dave Fleming had to break the news that Willie Mays had passed. 2-2. Ascanio takes low and away, runs it full, 3-2. Carter trying not to lose Ascanio for the top of the order, and Sammy Stafura comes up next. And got to give a tip of the cap to Dave Fleming, who was clearly choked up and emotional. Payoff pitch to Ascanio, popped up out of play behind home plate. We'll do it again. But Fleming did a tremendous job of eulogizing Willie Mays, because how do you even start, while also calling the game through those emotions. And he did a wonderful job. Payoff pitch, misses outside, ball four. So Ascanio, the nine batter, works a one-out walk. Man aboard ahead of Sammy Stafura. Top of the eighth, Blue Jays lead by one. So Ascanio, the tying run at first for Stafura, has reached twice today, once on a single, once on a walk. Giants broadcast mid-game, went on to play a few Willie Mays highlights. Throw over to first. Good move from Carter. It was close. But Ascanio's back in. Of course, they played the catch, some Willie Mays homers. And it was just a really enjoyable listen, and they did a remarkable job on KNBR. First pitch to Stafura, swung on and missed, and it's 0-1. Stafura, 19 years old. Carter sets at the belt. Throws home. Stafura rips and misses. Quickly 0-2. Carter well out in front now. Stafura calls time. He's got one homer, 5 runs driven in so far in his time with Daytona. Settles into his wide set stance. And Carter deals the 0-2. Stafura takes inside. As Carter's cap pops off. One ball, two strikes. Carter reads the sign. Duran sets up outside. The pitch is popped up out of play. First base side. Still 1-2. So Willie Mays opened his pro baseball career with the Birmingham Black Barons, the Negro American League, at Rickwood Field. 1-2. Stafura fouls it straight back. One ball, two strikes. I was lucky enough to have the chance to visit Rickwood Field over the offseason last fall before they really started renovations for the big league and minor league game that they hosted yesterday. And it's a place where you walk in and you can feel the history. 1-2, runner goes, swing and a miss, throw down. They got him. Strike him out, throw him out, double play. Irv Carter's fired up for good reason. Blue Jays maintain their one-run lead as we go to the bottom of the eighth. 3-2 on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Come out to TD Ballpark all summer long to check out the DJ's daily specials. Tuesdays are TD Tuesdays. Receive a free ticket and a box of popcorn voucher by visiting one of two Clearwater TD locations presented by TD Bank. Every Wednesday is $2 Wednesday. Hot dogs, popcorn, peanuts, and 12-ounce draft beers are all $2. Thursdays feature buy one, get one free margaritas. Celebrate Fridays with Bud Fridays, where select Budweiser products and neutral seltzers are 50% off. Saturdays are Junior J Saturdays, as kids run the bases after the game, and hot dogs are $2. Then on Sundays, kids 12 and under get in free with a Dunedin Downtown Merchant receipt, plus pregame catch on the field. There's something for everybody this season with the Dunedin Blue Jays. Blue Jays in the lead. It's 3-2 as we go to the bottom of the eighth. And I'm sure they'd love just a little bit more breathing room. Alex Johnson back out there. First pitch to Edward Duran is popped up high in the air to straightaway right. Almonte, the right fielder, takes a few steps towards the line and puts a squeeze on it. Duran retired on one pitch. One down.
Shortstop number 9, Tucker Thomann.
Here's Tucker Thomann. First pitch to him, misses low, ball one. Thomann has reached once today. That was on a walk back in the fourth inning. So he's 0 for 2 with a strikeout. The pitch, Thomann takes in. Two balls, no strikes. Johnson worked a 1-2-3 seventh, and that had to feel good for him. Trying to work on lowering his ERA, now at 10-0-3. Big right-hander. Looks the part. 6'5", 243. He throws, and Thomann swings and fouls it back. 2-1. The kick and the pitch. Thomann with a hopper to the second baseman, Ascanio. Routine for him. He picks it up, throws to first in time. Two up, two down, and the Blue Jays eight.
Right fielder number 46, Daniel Perez.
There's Daniel Perez. So to wrap up talking about Rickwood Field, Willie Mays, I highly recommend you tune into that game later this week between St. Louis and the Giants and what's sure to be an emotional game. First pitch to Perez, misses outside. It's 1-0. It's going to be emotional to begin with, recognizing players who didn't exactly get a fair shake, to put it lightly. 1-0, a swing and a miss. One ball, one strike. But now eulogizing and recognizing Willie Mays, one of our game's greatest of all time. 1-1, misses down, two balls, one strike. There's a great book on the Negro Leagues and Buck O'Neill, to be exact, that I recommend on broadcast a fair amount. 2-1 misses down. 3-1 on Perez. It's called The Soul of Baseball by Joe Posnanski. And he traveled around with Buck O'Neill as when Buck was still around. He traveled for some speaking engagements. 3-1. Perez takes a called strike. He thought it was ball four. It runs it full, 3-2. And that book really details just some incredible stories on the Negro Leagues about the rich, talented, and big personalities that were in that league. 3-2, a swing and a miss. Perez down on strikes, and Alex Johnson works a 1-2-3, bottom of the eighth. We go to the ninth. Blue Jays still lead by just one. It's 3-2. And we'll have a new arm coming on. We'll have the details when we come back on the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network and Bally Live. Hey, DJs fans. Next time you're at TD Ballpark, be sure to stop by the Jays Shop to stock up on Toronto and Dunedin Blue Jays hats, shirts, and novelty items. The store is open during all home games. Non-game day shopping is available by appointment. And don't forget, you can shop online anywhere in the world at any time by visiting dunedinbluejays.milbstore.com. We'll see you at the shop soon.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Looking for a fun group activity for your business, sports team, church group, or extended family? Look no further than a Dunedin Blue Jays game. We have spaces for any group, from 15 people up to 200. Food and drink packages start at just $17 per person. Packages include a free video board shout-out and a personal attendant for your group space. For more information, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. We'll see you at TD Ballpark soon. Last chance for Daytona. Top of the ninth at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays lead 3-2. And the single A leader in strikeout rate, Kai Peterson, is on to try and nail down the save. Peterson has struck out batters at a 44% clip this year. Peterson, across his last five outings, has thrown 10 and a third innings and struck out 24 while allowing just two earned runs. We'll face 2-3-4, starting with Ricardo Cabrera. First pitch. Misses down and in to the righty. Ball one. Well, this is a Tortugas lineup that has more than enough pop to tie the game with one swing. 1-0 pitch. Misses in. Two balls, no strikes. Cabrera, 1-for-3, had an RBI single back in the third inning. He struck out twice today. Peterson, drafted by the Blue Jays in the 20th round of last year's draft. He deals. And Cabrera takes outside, 3-0. Well, when Kai's command is on point, he's one of, if not the best reliever in the league. When it's off, he runs into trouble. 3-0. Misses a touch upstairs, and just like that, the tying run is aboard to open the top of the ninth. Cabrera works a walk, and here comes Ariel Almonte, the league leader in homers. And time is briefly called as Cabrera had to shed all kinds of gear running down to first base. And Daytona manager Julio Murillo is going to call upon a pinch runner here. It's Trey Faltine. So Faltine in the game is a pinch runner for Cabrera at first base.
Right fielder, number 38, Ariel Almonte.
Faltine on first, and Ariel Almonte at the plate. Lefty on lefty, one-run game, top of the ninth, 3-2 Jays lead. And time called before the first pitch. Almonte takes it. Almonte hitless today, 0-for-3. With a fly out to center his last time. Now the first pitch. Almonte takes a heater, called strike, And Kai finds the zone.
0-1.
Feliz holding Faltine on over at first. Got to keep an eye on him here. Leaning towards second base. He stays put, and the pitch misses a hair low. Over but low. 1-1 one strike. Faltine has swiped 11 bases. It's the team lead. 1-1 from Kai. Is a called strike. Heater paints the outside half of the plate. It's 1-2. Almonte prone to strikeouts. Just as much as he swings for pop. Peterson looking for a bounce back strikeout. Faltine stays at first. The 1-2 slides upstairs. 2 balls, 2 strikes. That was the slider there. Peterson primarily works with a fastball slider mix. Works with a turn in his delivery, especially deceptive against lefties. His 2-2 pitch. Almonte swings and foul tips it off Duran's mitts. Almonte has more life. Still 2-2. Blue Jays come within inches of picking up a strikeout there. Peterson lets the left arm hang. Now has the sign. The 2-2 again. Called strike three. Fastball dotted on the outside corner, and Almonte's out number one. Here's Carter Graham.
Number 8, Carter Graham.
One out, top of the ninth. Blue Jays hanging on to a 3-2 lead. Tying run on first base with Trey Faltine. First pitch to Carter Graham, the righty. On the way. Misses up, ball one. Graham 0 for 3 today. He's flied out to center twice and popped out to Beltre once at second base. Faltine leaning towards second still. Peterson throws over. Faltine back in standing. And you got to keep in mind that you only get 2 disengagements as a pitcher under the new rules. So once you have 2 pickoffs or 2 timeouts, if you throw over and don't get the runner, it's a balk. 1-0. Graham pops it up into shallow right. Long run for Beltre, but Perez is there. A few steps in for him. He makes the catch. And the Tortugas are down to their final out, represented by E. Smith Pineda.
Left fielder, number 31, E. Smith Pineda.
Pineda 0 for 3 as the wind shakes our cameras. Blue Jays have played a whole ton of one-run games. If you join us frequently, you know that by this point. First pitch to Pineda, misses outside for a ball. It's rare to have a day where the game isn't close for the Jays. 67% of the team's games have been decided by 3 or less. The team has played 22 one-run games. The 1-0, Pineda with a swing and a miss. 1-1. Blue Jays 3. Daytona 2. Some dark clouds overhead all of a sudden. The 1-1 pitch from Kai. Swing and a miss. Fastball tied him up on the inside half. 1-2. Fans making some noise as Peterson has the Tortugas down to their final strike. The set, and the 1-2 offer on the way. Lifted foul down the third base line. We'll do it again. Still 1-2. Pineda, a guy with good power. 4 homers. He's driven in 11 runs. Peterson from the far third base side has the sign and comes home with the next 1-2. Pineda takes down and in. 2 balls, 2 strikes. ball in the gap could very well score Faultine from first. Peterson sets at the chest, kicks and fires. Pineda fouls it back off the top of the screen. Good battle here. Pineda keeping this game going for Daytona. Blue Jays a strike away from snapping a three-game losing streak and clinching their best first half finish since 2019. The next 2-2 pitch misses upstairs. The sinking fastball, 94 on the gun, runs it full, 3-2. Malvin Valdez waits on deck. Peterson has the sign for the payoff pitch, and it's on the way. Misses inside, ball four. And Eastmith Pineda works a hard-earned walk with two outs to extend the ball game.
Center fielder, number 11, Malvin Valdez.
Second walk of the inning issued by Peterson, and Corey Reardon will come out for a visit. Blue Jays infield comes together here. Faultine now the tying run in scoring position. Pineda the go-ahead run over at first as the Blue Jays lead 3-2 in the ninth. Valdez 1-for-3 coming to the plate. He struck out twice, both those punch-outs against Jerron Watts Brown, who's in line for the win. He singled his last time in the seventh against Irv Carter. Daytona's going to go to another pinch runner over at first base as Yerlin Confidon comes on for Pineda. So Daytona manager Julio Murillo is emptying the bench a little bit with some speed.
Next running at first base, number 40, Yerlin Confidon.
The task at hand for Kai Peterson is Malvin Valdez. We mentioned 1-for-3. Valdez with 10 runs driven in on the season. 42 games played. Right-handed batter, left-handed thrower. Men on first and second with two outs in the top of the ninth. Peterson trying to shut the door. It's gotten a little dramatic here in the ninth. First pitch to Valdez. In there for a called strike at the knees. It's 0-1. Most of the crowd that arrived earlier is stuck around. A lot of folks under the awnings. On both sides of the ballpark. Hiding from the sun that we saw earlier, but not so much now. 0-1. Valdez takes down. Close but low. One ball, one strike. Valdez, the 6-1 right-handed batter, waves the bat back and forth by his back shoulder. Peterson kicks and fires. Valdez takes a called strike, two. Fastball again, lower half of the zone. And once again, the Tortugas are down to their final strike. Peterson lets the left arm sway back and forth. He's got the sign. Crowd comes to life a little bit. The 1-2 from Kai. Swing and a miss, he got him. That's all she wrote. Blue Jays win it by one. Kai Peterson with a big smile across his face as he slams the door. And the Blue Jays have clinched their best first half finish since 2019. They improved to 33-32. They can do no worse than 500 in the first half of the year. Out of the playoff race, but there's something to be said for 500 baseball. Good win for the Jays. Strong pitching was the highlight today. Jerron Watts Brown, six innings, two earned runs, ties a season high with nine strikeouts. He gets the win. Ryan Edgington was good, went 5 2/3 innings, allowed two earned runs while striking out five, but he gets stuck with the loss as Daytona falls to 31-34. Here are the final totals. First for the victorious Dunedin Blue Jays. They score three runs on five hits. do not commit an error and leave six men on base. For the Tortugas, two runs on four hits, one error, and four left on base. Winning pitcher is Watts Brown. Losing pitcher is Edgington. And Kai Peterson collects the save for the Jays, his second this year. Looks like we might have an on-field interview with, I'm not sure who, probably Jerron Watts Brown, if I had to guess, with Jack down on the field. So we'll keep it here, perhaps. Actually, we'll step aside for a break with all the wind. Might be tough to hear. More post-game coverage after this. The Blue Jays win 3-2. Series is evened up at one game apiece. Want to wear the same hats your favorite DJs wear? Check out our brand new light blue alternate cap for the 2024 season. The hat is available in four styles: fitted, flex fit, adjustable, and youth adjustable. There are options for the whole family. Get your new alternate cap in-store at TD Ballpark or online at DunedinBlueJays.MILBStore.com.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
DJs fans, take advantage of one of our many ticket packages for the 2024 season. Options include the four-game flex pack. Purchase four more games and receive a discounted ticket rate. The Bands and Brews flex pack includes a ticket and drink voucher for between 5 and 12 Friday home games, as well as a Dunedin Blue Jays pint glass, starting at less than $32. Just want to catch one game? Single game tickets start at just $8 online. For more information on tickets, visit DunedinBlueJays.com. Blue Jays victorious on this Wednesday afternoon. 3-2, the final score at TD Ballpark. Jerron Watts Brown with the win, six strong innings. Kai Peterson strikes out two, works around two walks to nail down the save in the ninth. Let's take a look around the out-of-town scoreboard. I'm sure not much action at this point in the day. We might have been the only show in town. Frankly, didn't really have the time to look earlier in the ball game. We'll start our out-of-town scoreboard look with the Florida State League. And there are two games underway at this point. Lakeland leads Bradenton 8-2, which will put the pressure on Clearwater as they take on Jupiter at 6:30 tonight. Lakeland 8, Bradenton 2, top of the 8th in Bradenton. Top of the 1st in St. Lucie, Fort Myers and the Mets underway. No score there. And the only other ball game tonight, Palm Beach and Tampa in Tampa. That game will start at 6:30. That's the Florida State League. How about the Toronto Blue Jays organization today? Around the minors, all night games. Double A New Hampshire hosts Reading, the Fightin' Phils, at 6:35 Eastern. Buffalo on the road at Scranton Wilkes-Barre. That's at 6:35. While Vancouver will play late, per usual, out on the West Coast, taking on Tri-City at 10:05 Eastern. Big League club still at home, and it will probably be Major League debut day for Relvis Martinez, the former DJ, as the Blue Jays wrap up a three-game set with the Boston Red Sox at 7:07 Eastern time at the Rogers Center. Blue Jays 35 and 38 coming into action tonight. Looking ahead to tomorrow's matchup, we will not play in the day tomorrow. Rather, we'll be back to the night game schedule. Business as usual starting tomorrow night with a 6:30 first pitch. We'll get started with our Eddie's Barn Grill pregame show at 6:15. Pitching matchup tomorrow features Grant Rogers, the big right-hander for the Jays, 4.53 ERA. against the lefty for Daytona, Adam Surowiecki. Surowiecki, the lefty at 1-1 with a 2.82 ERA. Adam Surowiecki rolls right off the tongue against Grant Rogers for a 6:30 first pitch. We hope you can join us then, but until then, that does it for our coverage this afternoon at TD Ballpark. Blue Jays win the matinee with Daytona 3-2. For our entire hardworking crew that got here bright and early, this is Larry Larson saying thank you so much for spending your Wednesday morning into the afternoon with us. This has been a presentation of the Dunedin Blue Jays Baseball Network. We'll talk to you tomorrow evening.